Thank you today, Father. So, Father, we just come to praise you today. We come to honor you, Lord God. We come to say thank you because you are Lord. You are God. You are King. You are the Holy One. You are the Righteous One, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves, over the phone line, over us, over our families, in Jesus' name. We just thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are holy, in the name of Jesus. You are righteous. You are King. You are Lord. We call on your name today. Say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We put on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness. We thank you that our loins are girded about with truth. We thank you, Lord God, that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you, Lord, that we have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, and we have the shield of faith in the other, and you are guarding us from behind. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for what you've done in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you have done great and mighty things in us. You have kept us all of these years in your mighty palm, your holy palm. We thank you for keeping us, oh, God, with your high right hand, your holy arm. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping our eyes fixed on you. Oh, God, we thank you. We won't look to the left. We won't look to the right. But we'll keep our eyes fixed on you as we dwell in the secret place with you, O Most High. We're abiding under your shadow, Almighty. We say of you, Lord, truly you are refuge. True. Truly you are the light. In this dark world, be a light in every city throughout the world. In the name of Jesus, let your light shine brighter to dispel darkness. In the name of Jesus, dispel all the darkness around us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you today, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you've done already. You have done great things. Hallelujah. When the enemy came in like a flood, you raised the standard. What a great God you are. You, Makashere, you are not a man that you should lie. You don't leave us. You don't forsake us, oh God. Oh, you don't abandon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you said, I know the thoughts I have for you. They are good thoughts. They are not thoughts of evil. They are good thoughts to bring you to your expected end. Yebaba kushabaka, to give you a hope and a future. Aba kushabaka didiye. Oh, Lord, I thank you that your plans for us were made before the foundations of the earth, and they shall be carried out. We shall complete the purpose on the inside of us. We shall live and not die. We shall tell of the goodness of the Lord. We shall follow what you said. You said, go into all the world and tell the people the good news about Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, help us to put down the news on Channel 4, Channel 8, Channel whatever it is, oh God, and pick up the good news of the word daily. Help us to dig deep in your word so your word can cleanse us, so your word can purge us, so your word can cleanse our hearts, oh God, so your word will be written on the tables of our heart that we would not sin against you, Almighty. So we thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, what you're about to do in every one of your children. You are a mighty God. You are a holy God. You are righteous, and you are a faithful friend. You call us your friends, oh God. So, Father, what a privilege, what an honor it is to be able to spend time in the presence of the Most High God. You are almighty. Nothing impossible to you. You are Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. You provide life and godliness. You provide peace, love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Oh, God, long-suffering, in abundant supply. You supplied everything. What a great Father you are. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You love us so much, and you commanded us to love you back with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Whatever's distracting us, remove it in the name of Jesus and allow us to come closer to you, Lord. We thank you today. Well, welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We appreciate each one of you coming on with us today. Oh, yeah, we come to study the word, to show ourselves pleasing to God. You know we want to be pleasing to the Father. We can't please no human being, but we know how to please the Father. So we are thanking him today that we can bow down and worship him. We can bow down and give him glory. You know how the angels do, holy, holy, holy is our God. We can even raise our hands up and say, holy, 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 holy is our God. What a great God he is. So I thank God for each of you. We have a minister this morning, Minister Telly. She's going to play some music for us this morning. We got some more people going to be singing and praising the Lord with us today. Good morning, Telly. How are you today?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm happy. I'm happy to be with this Bible study. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Am I going to start?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to play Joshua is the fifth for the Battle of Jericho. As Joshua is leading the Battle of Jericho to trample as the walls came crumbling down. Okay, I'll start.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
The fifth of the Battle of Jericho.
Okay. Come tumbling down, pray and walk around your house every day. Pray and anoint your home inside, outside, and walk around seven times and pray, pray, pray. Thank you so much, Telly. I appreciate you. We have Minister Glory Dean on with us. Telly is from Jacksonville. Minister Glory Dean is on from Metairie, Louisiana. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, Minister Glory Dean. How are you?
Doing fine. I just thank God for this day that I feel good as I will. I feel the way he wants me to feel, full of joy.
Amen.
Listen in him. And I just thank him. Thank him. Give him glory and praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'll play this song. I think everybody heard it before, so I'll just play it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tell you, it's in my life how God is bringing me through.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So,
thank you for bringing me through.
Situations we face every day. No matter what they are, he's going to bring us through. We are victorious. Thank you, Glory Dean. I appreciate that. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. She's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Mother Fanny. Good afternoon, Mother Fanny.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What are you going to sing, Mother?
I'm going to sing one of your songs.
All right.
My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God. Oh, my God. Yes, all the praise, all the glory. Every hallelujah we say belong to the Lord. So throughout the day we can say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the Almighty, to the great and mighty one, the one who put the sun in the sky, the one who had the stars to shine, the moon just at the right time. You know those that are they're obedient to God. They do what God told them to do. The trees bow down and worship God. The birds sing and worship God. So we got to remember, give him all the hallelujahs. Well, we have Minister Guidry on with us from Louisiana. I've forgotten what city, but she'll tell us. Good morning, Minister Guidry. How are you this morning? Hold on. Minister Guidry? I know she's on. Let me make sure that all the lines are open. Excuse me one second. I apologize. I got her on mute. Hold on. I'm sorry. All right. Minister Guidry, are you there now?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The town, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello? Okay.
We can hear you.
The town is Denham Springs. Okay,
say
the town
again?
Is Denham Springs, Louisiana.
Oh, Denham Springs.
Denham
okay,
Springs.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Just thank God for being on the line with you all. I just love to be in the midst of the saints, praising and magnifying the Lord. And truly, it's a blessing and it's a privilege to be a child of the Most High God. Amen. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days, they're all gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Hallelujah, Jesus. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days, they're all gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. We just want to tell you that, Lord, we love you more than anything. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
we
you.
Love the Lord more than anything. But you know
Hallelujah.
What? We want to make sure
Hallelujah.
They're not just words, but they
Hallelujah.
Are actually
Hallelujah.
Actions that we show. We tell him with our lips, but we got to tell him with our whole heart. We got to tell him
yes.
with the actions every day.
Yes.
So when we
Hallelujah.
Say we love
thank
you, Jesus,
you,
show him that we mean it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, everyone
thank
who sang
you,
and played. I appreciate you. Well,
thank you, Lord.
Get your Bibles ready. You know this is Bible study. Everybody got to have their Bibles. That's what Bible study is about. I don't know anybody yet who's
Amen.
Memorized Genesis to Revelation, so I know I got to have the word in front of me. So when you come to this Bible study, make sure you got the word in front of you. Sister Stephanie from Jacksonville, Florida, is going to read Genesis, the fourth chapter for us. Good afternoon, Sister Stephanie. How are you?
Good afternoon, all. Praise be to the Lord for his goodness and kindness being supreme.
Amen.
Amen. I will be coming from Genesis chapter 4. and it reads, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have given a man from the Lord. And she began, and she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruits of the ground and an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the first things of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect upon Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? Thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and shall rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And then he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now thou art cursed the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thine hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be on the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out of the day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after his son Enoch. And into Enoch was born Arad, and Arad begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech, and Lamech took him from two wives, and named one of his Adah, and the other named Zillah, and Adah bore Zabed. He was the father of such, dwelt in the tents, and was, and such as had cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all much, and handled the harp and the organ. And Zillah, she bore Tabelkain, an instructor of every officer in brass and iron, and the sister, the Tabelkain, and Nahmeah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Adiah and Zillah, Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man by wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. But God said that she has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, who Cain slew. And the Seth came to him also. There was born a son, and he called his name Enoch, and began to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. And amen.
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 Thank you for Genesis 4. You thank God for the word of God. Genesis 4 deals with the birth of Cain and Abel, the murder of Abel, the curses of Cain, Enoch, the first city built. And you know what? I thank God for the reading of the word. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. It was beautiful. You are a great reader. I thank God for you. So we thank God for all that he's done thus far. Well, it's time for our affirmation. You know, we have been talking about the mind and the eyes and the ears, but last week we started doing affirmations that are a little more personal. So get your Bibles ready. Esther Collins from New Orleans is going to be reading the scriptures after me. So if you like, you can write scriptures down. We will maybe doing these for a while until the Lord lead me to do something different. So these are affirmations. If everyone would repeat after me, I think I unmuted all the lines. So this is where we're going to affirm things in our lives into existence. So if everyone will repeat after me, I was created.
To love God.
To love God.
To love God.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
Our heart.
With all my soul.
With all my soul.
My soul. And with all my strength.
And with all my strength.
All right. Esther's going to read the scriptures that go with that. Esther, are you there?
Yes. Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
Amen. All right. Repeat after me again, everybody. I was created.
I was created.
To love others.
Like I love myself.
Like I love myself.
All right, Esther's going to read the scripture.
The book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 39. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Repeat after me again. My steps.
My steps
are ordered by the Lord.
All
right, Esther.
The book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 23. The steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me again. I delight myself.
I delight myself.
In the Lord. And he gives me the desires of my heart.
The desires of my heart.
Okay, Esther.
The book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Amen.
Amen. All right, repeat after me again. I commit my way to the Lord.
To the Lord.
And I trust in him.
And I trust in him.
All right, Esther.
The book of Psalms. Chapter 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Repeat after me. The book of the law.
The book of the law.
Is in my thoughts daily.
Is in my thoughts daily.
I meditate on God's word.
I meditate on God's word.
Day and night.
Day and night.
I obey. All that is written in it.
All that is written in it.
So then I will make.
So then I will make.
My way prosperous.
My way prosperous.
And I will have good success.
The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. And it reads, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do accordingly to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Okay. Repeat after me.
Life is in the power
of my tongue.
Of my tongue.
What I say shapes my future.
Okay, Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen.
Amen. All right, last one. Repeat after me. I am healthy.
I am healthy.
And prosperous. In my soul.
And in my body. Coming. 3 John chapter 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for the word, for the affirmations that the Lord is teaching us. We have to declare those things in our lives. We got to remember that death and life is in the power of our tongue. And what we say is going to happen. So I thank God for each one of you. You know, Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. And I thank God that we have the Father of all fathers. And we have a short, we're going to honor our fathers, especially Father God, the Father of all fathers. We have with us Minister Lanny McBride from Jackson, Mississippi. She's going to give a little 5-minute share about her dad, the one that birthed her father. Good afternoon, Minister Lanny McBride. How are you?
Okay. They call it book on the session. I'm fine. Hold on. I'll call you. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I had my landline was calling, and it was the emergency situation for the counter. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go right. You want to come later, or is it now a good time?
Now, this is. Tell me what you want me to do again.
I wanted you to share about 3 to 5 minutes about your dad and how, you know, he was important in your life. Something that, you know.
Right. When I was hearing the scriptures, I wasn't sure. I stepped out to answer that call. It's a lot going on here right now.
It's okay. It's okay.
Right. All right. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord to everyone. My name is Lanny. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. My daddy was a pastor for many years, over 40 years. And as a musician at the church at 12. I came home from school one day, and Daddy had a piano. He said, baby, you and your sister are going to take piano lessons so you can help the church one day with music. And at 15, I started playing for the church under my father's leadership. But I just want to make a mention of him as a father. My daddy, I had three brothers over me and a sister and two brothers under me. I was a middle child. And Daddy called all of us, Brother Charles, Brother Ray, Sister Laney, Sister Baby, Brother Ray. He called us that way. And my friends used to get a kick out of Daddy saying that because they said, your daddy called you Sister Laney. I said, well, he told us that I'm your daddy, but you're my sister in Christ. And when Daddy was in school and got a degree or two, and I asked Daddy, I said, what you want the people to call you? And Daddy said, I want my church members to call me pastor because it will remind me of my responsibilities and my obligation to hear God for the in their behalf. And he said, I want my fellow preachers to call me brother because I want them to know that we're co-laborers in the work for Christ. When I was a student at Tougaloo College, I was a freshman on scholarship, and my scholarship only paid enough for the first semester. Second semester, my dad had to pay it, and he didn't have enough money because, remember, I got three over me and two, and all of them were in college at the same time, five of us. So Daddy went to the Tougaloo College, and he didn't go to the business office. He went to the president's house and said, I want you to let my daughter go to school, and I'm going to pay you. And I found out about it later that the president called the business office and they enrolled me in school with no money, and my daddy did pay them later. We did not have a whole lot of resources, but there was a lot of love, a lot of integrity coming from my dad and my mama. I remember a time when my mother had Alzheimer's, and I was going to help her get dressed to go to church, early stages, and I pulled up two dresses. I said, Daddy, which one of these dresses look good to you? Mother look good in. Daddy said, your mother looked good to me in a house coat. He was a man who was a father, who was a husband. He loved his people at church. He loved his family at home. And on the night that Daddy was on his way to heaven, he was ill, fell ill on a Saturday. They took him to the hospital. When they got up that Saturday morning and walked to his recliner, and he said he didn't feel good. And later on, they took him, walked him to his bedroom, and he went unconscious, and he never regained consciousness again. But when they took him to the hospital, the doctors told him that he had 98.6 amps in his body. And I always encourage myself by saying that was Daddy's last walk. He had 98.6 amps in his body, but he walked to his recliner, and he walked to his bed, and God gave him deep strength. And that's who he was as a leader and as a father, strong man of faith. Daddy had been healed from cancer early in life from when I was a teacher at Pinewood School, and that was probably maybe 20-some years prior. But the second time when cancer returned, he went to the church and prayed and came back, and his tears began to fall. We asked him, what's wrong, Dad? He said, God said he's not going to heal me this time. And I said, well, you know, out of my own wisdom, I said, God, Daddy, tell me, you sure it was God? Daddy said, I've been talking to God a long time, baby. I know God's voice. I said, well, how much time we got? He said, I don't know. I said, well, we better start hugging you and kissing on you as much as possible. He said, that's right. We hugged him, kissed on him, and my sister from Flint, Michigan, and my brother who lived here, we went in the back room and we prayed for ourselves. We didn't pray for Daddy because we knew Daddy was so close to God, he was covered, but we were concerned about ourselves because Daddy was so strong. The night that Daddy was on his way to heaven, I came home, and my two brothers stayed there with him at the hospital. Now, we got a call about 4:30 that morning that Daddy had transcended. On my way home from the hospital, I asked God, I said, God, let Daddy live so he can lay hands on his son. And so God, there was no response. But when I laid down to sleep that night, God did something unique through and to me. I'm laying down trying to sleep, and God took me through three dreams where he showed me incidents where my daddy was teaching me, where my daddy had shown me some things about life and making good choices and being a faithful worker for God. He showed me several scenarios. I don't have time to tell you them all. But every time I wake up and I say, oh, yes, I did learn that from that. And then I go back to sleep. God has shown me something else. And I wake up and say, oh, my God, that was rich. Daddy taught me that. And so when I got the call at 4:30, Daddy had passed, the first thing the Holy Spirit said to me, that he has already laid his hands on his son. And I had done a workshop that weekend for church. And I was supposed to direct their 8 o'clock morning service. And I called the pastor's administrative assistant and told him that Daddy and Jan's going to heaven. And I didn't know if I was going to come. But when it got closer to 8 o'clock, I got dressed and I went and directed the choir. My baby brother, who was a young preacher, he went and preached somewhere. And we talked later. He said, all I could hear was Daddy saying, baby, the people depend on you. You're in ministry, and you have to do what the ministry assignment that God gives you. And that's the kind of dad I had. Our father was one who loved God. He loved people. He loved his family, and he proved it in so many ways. And there are so many stories. When Daddy went to heaven, I brought my mother to live with me. They died 8 months apart, and when I was publishing some little faith books, and I put in one of those books, you know, I needed God to tell me again how much he loved me because I missed him. So when Daddy passed, I didn't have time to grieve for him much because I had to take care of Mother. But when Mother passed, then I had to ask God to show me again, tell me how to do this. And as a result of that prayer, I prayed to God. I said, to just show me how to be me, how to do what I need to do, because my world had changed in a different way. And God
Amen.
Gave me peace.
Amen.
And I began to say, I said this one thing. I said, God, when people tell me I'm doing well, I want you to take a bow in heaven. And my whole life is built on the lead of the Holy Spirit and the example God gave me through my father. I tried to synopsize it. I'm sorry, Sister G.
Yeah, that's okay. That's good. I appreciate it. That was a great testimony about her dad. We thank God for a dad who lived for the Lord, who instructed his whole family and the church on how to live for God. So for
Amen.
About 3 minutes, I'm going to ask someone if you would like to share 1 minute about Father God, you know, the God who birthed your dad, something that he's done for you. Make it one sentence, please. We got to keep moving on the Bible study. We got to get to our Bible study. So anybody want to just share a quick 1 minute thing about, you know, how God has blessed you? He's your father. He was the father of your father. Anybody, tell me your name and you can share.
Hi. Amen. I'm Praise Tekla. God. This is Evangelist Shawanda.
All right. And Tekla, you could go next. Go ahead. Go ahead, Shawanda.
Okay. I just want to say that I consider Jesus my everything. I'm not as fortunate as some who have had a father. And so Jesus has been my father ever since I was born. He have showed me love when no one else did. He had encouraged me when no one else did. He was let me know that he was real by breaking the chains of darkness off of my life, a 22-year addiction of crack cocaine. He encouraged me to know that his plan for my life was better than the plan that the enemy had for my life. And he has showed me in so many ways that he is real and that he is here to be that father I can depend on and that will never leave me nor forsake me. Amen.
Amen. All right. Awesome testimony about the Lord. I believe it was, thank you so much, Minister Guidry. I believe, was it Tekla that said mm-hmm. you wanted to share, like, a brief something about Father God, how he is for you?
Yeah, I really want to praise and thank God for being my Father God. I grew up having a father, but he was really not, he didn't take his responsibilities as a father because he was addicted to, I think, alcohol and drugs. But my father provided me for me. He was there for me. And through many, even though my father wasn't there in many areas, he also, my heavenly father used my earthly father to teach many things to me. I mean, his intelligence and his wanting to, whatever I do, that I have to do it to the utmost and to the best of my ability. If I start something, then I have to finish it. And how to, it was important for him that I learn to take care of my house. Even as a young, very young girl, he made me, even though like there were servants in our home, he made me clean the house and take care of the house. And he taught me the value of being honest. And my father also showed me that I was very special. So my heavenly father showed these things to me through my father. And every time I think of my heavenly father, I feel always very, very special. That every time my father came into my house, his first words were, "Where's my daughter?" I was the only daughter. And I always feel the same with my heavenly father, that he constantly looks for me and says, "Where's Tekla? Where's my father?" And I want to praise him for that.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, Tekla. I appreciate you all telling about the goodness of God in your all's lives. Thank the Lord. All right. Hope you got your Bibles ready. You're going to need your Bibles. So you know what? I want to ask, who can tell me the books of history? The books of history. You know, they are in the table of contents in your Bible. But can you tell me what they are, the books of history? Okay.
I have 12 books of history. Okay. Joshua, Judges, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles,
Israel, Jeremiah, and Esther. All right. Thank you so much. I'm sorry someone was ringing my bell, but I have to ignore it. All righty, I thank God for each of you today. All right, those are the books of history. Okay, thank you so much. Can someone tell me the books of the law? The books of the law. What are the books of the law?
Esther, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right. Now, I want to ask you to tell me what are the epistles? What are the epistles? Can anybody tell me what the epistles are?
Esther, the epistles are letters?
The epistles are letters. As they have the general, epistles, and according to my Bible, they have the Pauline epistles. Not Paul.
Okay. You gonna say them?
Oh, general epistle that's out of the Bible. It's seven of them. Seven, James. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and Jude.
Okay.
And Pauline, that's by Paul. The Pauline epistles are letters by Paul. Starts with Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Philemon, and Hebrew.
All right, thank you. Yes, they begin with Romans and they end with Jude, the epistles. There are 21 of them. Thank you so much. Okay, Here's what we're going to do. I want you to have your Bibles ready, and I want you to tell me, we're going to, someone tell me a scripture from the books of the minor prophets. Who can name me a scripture and read it from the book of the minor prophets?
Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against
you. Okay, who are you?
Minister Bowman.
Go ahead. All right, Minister
Isaiah
Bowman, 54. You named a major prophet scripture. I need a minor prophet scripture.
Okay.
So anybody, prophet.
Evangelist
Wanda.
Is a minor.
I'm sorry, one.
Okay.
Hold on, Minister Guidry. Someone else is saying something. Can you tell me what it is? Hello? All right, go ahead, Minister Guidry.
A minor prophet is Hosea. In Hosea 4 and 6.
Hosea 4:6.
Yes, ma'am. The word of God reads, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Hosea 4:6.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Would someone find a scripture from the book of prophecy and read it? Name. Make sure you state your name. A scripture from the book of prophecy and read it.
Evangelist Wanda. Revelation 3:20.
All right. Revelation
3:20. The word of God reads. Yes, ma'am. And it reads as follows. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
All
Revelation
right.
3:20.
Thank you. Okay, now we need somebody else. Thank God for Minister Guidry doing the first two. Somebody else, would you find a scripture from the books of the law and read it? Scripture from the books of the law.
Exodus chapter 6. And the Lord.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. I cannot hear you. Could you do it again?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Exodus chapter 6.
Okay.
When the Lord said to Moses, "Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let him go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of the land."
Amen, amen. Thank you. All right, would someone else find a scripture from the book of poetry, the books of poetry, a scripture from the books of poetry?
Matt, Lanny McBride.
Okay.
Job, the first chapter and the 20th verse. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. That's Job 1:20.
All right, thank you. All right, someone else that hasn't found one, would you find a scripture from the book of the Gospels? State your name and read it. Book of the Gospels.
Matthew, Minister Bowman. You heard me?
I'm listening, Matthew. I got you.
Matthew chapter 9:17. Then
okay.
The men put new wine into old bottles, if the bottles break.
Amen. All right. You guys are getting on the ball. Y'all learning. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you all so much. You did an excellent job. I'm proud of you guys. You're learning the books of the Bible and where they're found. Hallelujah. Because there's 66 of them. So now close your Bibles. You're going to be opening. Everybody has to participate in this. So make sure you're finding your scriptures. All right? So this is scripture search. Remember, state your name and then tell your scripture. I'm sorry. State your name and then read the scripture. I don't care if two or three are reading at the same time. You still read it. And then all of us are going to read it together. All of us will read it together. So everybody has to find it. So let's go to Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Everybody find it. Joshua 1:8.
This is Stephanie. Joshua 1:8. And it
reads,
"This book of the law shall not apply to my
mouth,
but meditate therein day and night,
and
I will observe be according to all that is written there. So when thou shalt make a way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success."
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen.
All right, we're going to all read it together. Joshua 1:8. Anybody not have it? We're going to read it together. All right, on the count of three, everybody read it. 1:8. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. I love it. All right. Close your Bibles. I'm going to give you a couple of more scriptures. Everybody has to find it. I don't care if 10 people reading it. Everybody read it. Do not state your name and look for it. State your name and read. Somebody cheating over here. I heard it. Come on, y'all. All right. Scripture, 3 John 2. I hear the page is turning. 3 John 2.
3 John 2.
Beloved, of all things that thou wilt prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
All right, I heard somebody else. Amen. Somebody else was reading it, but they stopped. I don't care if 10 people reading it together, and you second or third. I don't care. Keep reading it. So everybody have 3
okay.
John. Y'all ready? You need more time?
Yes.
3 John 2.
All right. Love you, dear. All right.
Thanks, bye-bye. Lord.
Beloved.
All right.
Beloved.
All right. Wait.
Beloved.
Hold up. We're going to read it together, remember? All right. Glory Dean already read it, so now we're going to read it together on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. 3 John.
Beloved.
I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul
prospers.
All right. You guys are doing awesome. Wonderful. So, one more scripture. Close your Bibles. Don't cheat. Father God's watching us. All right, the last scripture, Proverbs 18:21. Do not state it from memory. Look it up in the Word. Proverbs 18:21. State your name and read it.
Esther, through desire a man having separated himself.
That's wrong. Well, I'm sorry. Proverbs 18:21.
Life, the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit
thereof.
Keep reading. Read, Lord Jesus.
And the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat
the fruit
thereof.
Ooh, you guys are awesome Bible scholars. Y'all getting up there now. I'm going to have to run to keep up with y'all. All right. Anybody need more time to find it? Proverbs 18:21. All right. Here we go.
Power of the tongue.
All right.
One.
Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3.
Proverbs 18:21.
Amen. Awesome. All right. Now, here's what I want to know from each of you. Who did not do the homework? State your name. Say, I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
I hear your name. I know you wasn't on that, Thelma. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about somebody else.
I didn't do it.
You wasn't on there. Okay, go ahead. Next.
Rose,
I didn't one do it. I don't believe I was on. I didn't do it.
Okay. All right. So we haven't struggled in those areas. All right. So we were to read Genesis 4. So you're going to get another chance. Don't worry. You know God is so compassionate, and he's teaching me to be more compassionate. So we have to put aside all of these things that's getting in our way. And we have to just force ourselves. You know, when someone calls, you say, excuse me, I'm sorry. You know, don't even answer the phone. So early in the morning, even if you have, I heard a man of God say one time that he told God, he said, God, I don't have time to read your word. I don't have time to pray. God says, set your clock and get up early. Earlier than you would normally get up. He said, I want you to take time to read and study my word. Get up earlier. So, get up early, study the word. Now, if you say, I love you, Lord, with all my heart, soul, and strength, but you're not reading his word, you're not spending time, think about what you're saying and what you're doing. Are your actions following your word? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up everyone that's on here today. And I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us the ear to hearken unto your voice. Your voice says, study the word. Show ourselves pleasing unto you. So, Father, break the spirit of distractions from all of us. In the name of Jesus, and help us to learn to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, not just with our lips. And so break all of those distractions. You know, Facebook and the cell phone and the friends and the people who ring the bell and the hunger in the stomach or what, you know what the distractions are, Lord God. Remove them from us and let us press our way into your presence. Even the excuses that we give. You know, in the Bible, there was a man who said, I couldn't come because I married a wife. I couldn't come because my father went here. I couldn't come because my children. No. Excuse is no reason for us not to come close to God. So we just going to have to buckle down, set those clocks, and say, Lord, I'm going to study your word no matter what. Now, we also gave prayer times. My prayer time is at 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning. Sister Stephanie, 3 to 4 p.m. Sister Esther, 3:30 to 4 a.m., 4:15. Minister Bowman, 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. Latricia, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Minister Shawanda, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Minister Lanny, 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Anybody else want to give me your name and your prayer time?
My prayer time would be from 10 to 10.
Your name and your prayer time.
Selma.
Okay.
It'll be from 10 to 11.
A.M., P.M.?
A.M.
All right, 10 to 11 a.m. Okay? Anyone else want to give us a prayer time? Just pick one and stick to it. If you change it with the Lord and say, Lord, can I change my prayer time? This is what I need to do today. Go ahead.
Okay.
Anyone else? Gloria?
Thank you. Prayer time in the morning from 11 to 12.
All right, 11. Huh?
10 to 11.
All right.
10 to 11
a.m. Okay, good.
Okay,
now, you know we are human, so we don't always keep our word, but we have to go back and say, Lord, I didn't keep it today. Give me grace to get it done. All right, anyone else? Want to give us
Rose,
a prayer time?
Again, 10 to 11.
10 to 11 a.m., p.m.?
A.m.
All right, 10 to 11 a.m. And spend that time. Anybody else want to give us a prayer time?
Hi.
Is that prayer, sister?
Oh,
yeah,
okay, hold on. Tecla, what's yours?
7 to 8 a.m.
Thank you. All right. Telly, what's yours?
Is that a prayer time?
Yes.
12 to 1 and 12 midnight.
To 1. 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. All right. Anybody else?
Yeah. Okay, this is Kelly, Teresa. I pray all day, every day.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Joyce.
Joyce,
huh?
Okay. Go ahead, Joyce.
I pray all day, every day. I do not have a set time to pray.
Okay, but we're getting a set time. I know that we pray, Lord, I bless you. Lord, I praise you. No, but a specific time where you spend with God, just God alone, for 1 hour. When Jesus was on the earth, his disciples went to sleep. He said, can you pray with me for just 1 hour? So you don't have it to give it today. If you want to pick another time, you can tell us next.
Okay, let me pick another time.
Okay.
Let me pick.
All right.
Now, I could say from 3 a.m. in the morning
uh-huh.
until 4, because I'm usually waking up at that time. So put
right.
down 3 a.m. until 4.
Okay, I did that. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone
You're
else?
You're welcome.
Anyone else? A prayer time. Did we miss anybody? You know, because I'm telling you, I know I pray in my car, I pray in the bathroom, pray when I wash the dishes, pray when I do the laundry, but there's a specific time where I don't do anything. I just sit before the Lord or stand before the Lord and pray just to him without distractions, without doing anything, just me and him. And a lot of times, he'll speak to me. He'll say, get paper and pen. I want you to pray for so-and-so. This past week, he had me calling out each one of your names and praying for you.
Praise God. Amen.
Pray for you and your family. So let's all repeat after me. Father God. Forgive my disobedience.
Forgive my disobedience.
To you. For not praying as I ought.
For not studying your word as I should.
For breaking your laws and commandments. Forgive me, Lord. And help me be more.
Self-discipline.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for helping me.
Thank you, Lord, for helping me.
In all areas of my life.
In all areas of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, God is wanting to do something because every week he's telling me,
Lord,
we got to take time with him. We got to pray. Every week he's telling me to remind you there must be something coming up that you're going to need that prayer time for. It's in preparation for you to get ready for whatever it is. So, you know, I know, I'm going to tell you, I was in Hurricane Katrina. The cell phone went down. The house phone went down.
Reagan,
nothing.
You have glue?
Just me and the Lord. So you're going to have to push yourself. Whatever's coming up, we got to get ready for it. So get ready with the word. Get ready in your prayer time. I remember one time I was two or three days before Hurricane Katrina. The Lord had me go to the grocery store. I'm taking someone else to the grocery store. And while I was in there, he had me pray probably for 20, 25 people. He said, pray on this aisle. Go pray for that one right there. Now move on that aisle and go pray for this one. So what he's telling us is to be prepared because I'm going to need you. This ain't about you. This is about us, what God wants. This is about what God wants. So you don't know. I was about to drop praying for all of those people. You don't know what he's preparing you for. You got to hear his voice.
How do you get it out, right?
You got to hear him. You got to pray. You got to spend that secret place time. You got to press your way into the word. I don't care what comes up. God keeps reminding me to tell you every week, get in the word, read the word, pray. Even if you just pray the 23rd Psalm, even if you pray Psalms 91, pray for your families. Pray for the young black men, young black women, white men, young black. Pray for our children. They're getting murdered. Take time to pray. Get paper and pen and say, Lord, what do you want me to pray for today? So pray, pray, pray. The homework, memorize the books of history. There are 12 of them. So start memorizing all 12. I believe that most of us now know Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the books of the law. So now we're going to move to the next 12, the books of history. Read Genesis 4 chapter again every day. Press your way. Press your way. God is wanting to stretch us. He's wanting to bring us higher. You know, sometimes you say, well, Lord, I want to be higher. Lord, you know, I want to come closer. How you going to come closer if you ain't spending time? How you going to come closer if you're not in his word, listening to what and reading what he said? So we got to do it. We got to do it. Yeah, I'm preaching your sermon today.
Get your Bibles ready.
Turn to Genesis 4. We're going to do a little bit in Genesis 4 today. That's our Bible study. Yeah, I'm pressing on you. Amen. God's pressing on me. He's pressing on you, too. You just don't know
it. God, I hear you, Lord.
All right. Genesis 4. All right. First question. Who did Eve birth first, Cain or Abel? State your name and give me the answer. Who did Eve birth first, Cain or Abel?
This is Joyce. Cain.
All right. I heard several people, Joyce and Minister Lanny. Cain, yes. Does anyone know the meaning of Cain's name? What's the meaning of his name? All right, I'm going to give you the meaning of his name. It's acquired. Acquired. I have acquired a son, a man child. That's what Eve acquired, a man child. All right, what does the name Abel mean? Does anyone know? All right, I'm going to move on and tell you. It means breath. Breath. Abel means breath. All right, let's move right along. We're in chapter 4 of Genesis. What did Cain offer to God for an offering? We're in Genesis 4. What did Cain say his name?
He brought fruit, and Cain brought the fruit ground to the Lord.
Right. Excellent. The fruit of the ground. Thank you all. All right. I didn't hear your name, but it's good. What did Cain offer? All right. All right. What did Abel offer to God? Thank you, Joyce.
The first, this is Stephanie, the first is the sheep.
The what?
The first fruits of his sheep.
Yes, okay. Now, do you think God told Cain and Abel what they could offer as an offering? What do you think? Now, this is just your opinion. Do you think God told Cain and Abel what they could offer or how to offer it? Do you think that he told them?
I don't think so. Stephanie, I don't think so.
This is Joyce. I don't think he did.
All right.
I think he did.
Okay. All right, so I want to ask you a question. Did God tell Adam what his first law was?
Yes.
Well, God does not give us something to do and not tell us how to do it. He told them, but it's not written necessarily out. You have to probably do some research to find out what was acceptable and what was not. He's not going to keep you in the dark. He's not going to say, meet me on the corner at 4 o'clock and keep you in the dark about it. No, he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you. You may not know right then, but he's going to tell you. See, his laws, he don't hide them. I'm sure he told them what was acceptable. But you know how we do? He told Adam and Eve what was acceptable. But what they do? What they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Cain did what he wanted to do. Abel, his offering pleased God. God don't keep us in the dark. He don't just, you know, for some reason they brought an offering to God. They wasn't just doing something. How did they know to bring an offering to God? How did they know to bring an offering? So if they brought an offering, it was for some reason. I believe that God told them what they could offer to him.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe he told them. But, you know, sometimes, you know, sin had entered into the world at that time. And sometimes, you know, we get an attitude. And we go like, well, I know what God said, but this is how I'm going to do it. I think he's going to accept. No. God is a specific God. Just like Adam and Eve broke the law, you know, they birthed a child into the world that broke the law. So, you know, why do you think Abel's offering was more acceptable to God and God respected his offering? What do you think? Tell me what y'all think. Or maybe you have scripture for it.
This is Tekla. What I had heard before and studied was when Adam and Eve sinned and they realized they were naked and they were wearing fig leaves, and God realized that. He knew that they had, by disobeying, they have come under the authority of Satan. So he said, until he promised the Messiah, but until the Messiah comes, he wanted them to offer a blood sacrifice. The first, it says that God gave them, made garments out of animal skin. And that animal skin that even Adam and Eve wore was the animal that they sacrificed to God, the blood that was shed of that animal. And as atonement for sin, and that same skin was given as a clothing to cover their shame. So they knew that a blood sacrifice has to be brought. So all along, you will see throughout the Bible that animals were being offered as an offering, as a blood sacrifice before God, even before Jesus came.
Thank you. All right, so I did some study about it as well, and there were different opinions from different pastors, and one pastor said that, you know, oh, my God, I lost my thought just like that. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I just lost the thought. I can't even think of what it was right now. But anyway,
all right.
God did not accept it for a reason. He had to have told him what to offer. Even today, God tell us. What does God tell us to offer to him today?
Stephanie,
sacrifice
the first
praise.
How about as a living sacrifice?
Yes. Yes. Our bodies as a living sacrifice. That's what he wants us to offer to him on a daily basis. We don't have to do the animal sacrifices no more, but we got to offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice. So now, what was Cain's attitude when God told him his offering was not acceptable? What was his attitude?
Stephanie, he was upset. His confidence was down.
Yes, he was upset. So how many of you have ever gotten up? This is a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer. You know, sometimes you get upset. You say, Lord, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then the Lord may frown upon it. I remember one time I was living downtown Jacksonville, and I said, Lord, I've been stuck in this house. I've been stuck in this apartment, in this building for 2 weeks. I ain't been nowhere. He said, don't go nowhere. And I'm going to disobey him. So I go to the door. Don't you know he saved me for what? It was raining like tornado. I mean, like raining, like a hurricane rain.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he said, okay, you think you're going to disobey me? No, you're going to obey me today. I had to do. I couldn't even go out. I was deliberately going to do what he told me not to do. I guess he said, you think you all that? No, you ain't going nowhere. But I thank God that he saved me from myself. And he does that for all of us. So he wanted to save Cain from himself. He warned Cain about his attitude, about his anger, about his countenance. He asked Cain, why are you rough? Why are you angry? Why are your countenance fallen? All you got to do is go back and do what I told you, and I'll accept yours too. So that's how God is with us. If we go back, do what he tells us to do, he'll accept us as a living sacrifice also. But, you know, sometimes we have stains on our garment.
I want you to make
and we
sure
don't
you
always
know
we got to. So we have to go before God and read his word. See, when we read his word, it cleanses those stains from us. We're not just reading it for a rehearsal. We're doing it. We're reading the word to get the stains off of our garments, the sins out of our lives. You know, we don't know our – God said, who can know their error? We don't know all of our errors. So we have to read the word, study the word, so it can cleanse us. The word of God is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. It will cut all crap, cut bad attitudes. It will cut the anger. It'll cut everything out of us that's not supposed to be there. So
hey,
one
you
more
scripture.
I'm sorry.
I
what?
Just want to say, Gloria Dean. Oh, somebody call me. Oh.
Yeah, because I'm on the prayer line. If you ever people call my number. On this particular prayer line, it cuts my prayer line off, and I got to keep calling them back.
Hold up, 1 second, man.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm going to take Jacquez to the zoo. So you want me to come up there and do your hair with the hair bow? Or you ain't know what I'm saying?
Hold on a second. Okay, I'm sorry. Gloria Dean, go ahead and say that again.
I told her I was going to call her when I see
Minister, wait a minute. We got two people talking.
Why?
So, listen. No. Hold
okay,
on.
You have more.
Gloria Dean.
You got too bad, Jesse said?
No. Gloria Dean is talking.
Why you ain't
and then right
me
after her, you
I
talk.
I couldn't get them bags yesterday when I was over there to your house.
Wanda, you need
wait a minute. She talking to somebody else. Minister Guidry. Can you put your phone on mute?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Gloria Dean. Go ahead, share.
Oh, I thought of this, like, when Abel read and accept his offering, because, like you said, the attitude. But when Abel brought his, Abel brought the first thing, he didn't wait to bring the second or the last part. The first of his, what he had to bring, he brought the first part of it. Cain did not bring the first part of his ground, what he was doing. He pre-brought it any time.
Yeah.
He didn't take to bring the first fruit, whereas Abel brought the first fruit of his offering.
Yes.
Yes,
that's what I studied. There was a pastor who said it had to do with first fruits. Cain took his first fruit and didn't bring it to God, and that's what God wants. He wants the first fruit. Like, you know, one church I used to go to, I remember they taught us about the first fruit. I had never heard of it before. Even like, you know, like when you get paid, you give to God off the top. You don't pay your house note, your car note. No, you pay God first what he required. He only required 10%. So, yes, it has to do with the first fruit. Thank you, Gloria Dean.
Amen.
God.
Yes. Now, was someone else saying something?
I'm saying, oh, God asked for 10%, and we don't even give him his 10%. We'd rather give it to man than to give it to God.
Yes. Right. Yes, that's what we do. So thank you so much. Okay. I want you all to turn to Philippians, the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter. So you know what? When Cain's countenance dropped, he warned him. His facial expression changed. God warns us of things. He even tells us how to think. He tells us how to think. In Genesis 4 and 5, it says, but Cain and his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very angry or wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why are you angry? Why are you wroth? And why is your countenance fallen? So God was telling him, he was warning. See, God warned us before we get into sin, but we ignore him. Like I did, I ignored him one day. Sometimes we just ignore him. But we got to pay attention, and we got to be obedient. So I thank God. Let's go to Philippians 4, fourth chapter. God even tell us how to think. That will help our countenance. He tell us how to think. Philippians 4, 4 through 9. Philippians 4, 4 through 9. Anybody want to read verse 4? Anybody want to read verse
6? Yes, Esther,
Esther, hold up.
Yes.
I need one person to read verse 4, another person to read verse 5, verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, and verse 9. So Esther's going to read verse 4. Go ahead, Esther.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
All right, who's going to read 5?
Stephanie, I'll take 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand.
All right, who's got 6?
My pride, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
All right, who's got 7?
I'll read verse 7.
I'll read verse 7.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
All right, 8. State your name and read.
Gloria Dean, I'll read 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and And if there be any priest, think on these things.
Amen. Nine.
Melchizedek, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do. And the God of peace shall be with you.
All right. Amen. So I'm going to read this in a different version. Philippians 4, 4 through 9. Always be joyful in the Lord. I say it again. Be joyful. Let everyone know how considerate you are. The Lord is near. 6. Never worry about anything, but in every situation, let God know what you need in prayer and request while giving thanks. 7. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and your emotions through Christ Jesus. 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, keep your thoughts on whatever is right or deserves praise, things that are true, honorable, fair, pure, acceptable, commendable. 9. Practice what you've learned and receive me, what you heard and saw me do. Then the God who gives this peace will be with you. So, you know, God is so faithful to us. We just have to be faithful to him. That's what he's looking for us. For us to be faithful to him. So I thank God, you know, that we were able to study the word for this period of time. We'll continue next week. Don't forget to do your homework. Please, even if you don't do it, read the word. Read the word and pray. Read the word and pray. If you don't do nothing else, read the word and pray. Consult the Most High God. Read the word and pray. So we're going to do this next week. We'll continue on. And God is so faithful to us. So I'm going to ask Sister Thelma, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, could you pray for everyone on the line? We're going to do a little closing prayer, but we'll be on next Wednesday as well. So come with us next Wednesday. I look forward to, you know, to seeing, hearing each one of you. I love you all so much, but you know God loves you more. I don't have what God has to give you, but God has so much for you. I can't begin to tell you. He loves you so much, more than you know. So we're going to close out. Anybody have one thing they want to say just before we close out? He's going to close out in prayer. All right, Sister Thelma, go ahead.
I just want to say I love you guys. You know, thank
love
you all so
too.
Much for being a part of my life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Love you too. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you speak a little louder? Put your mouth more in the phone because you were very low.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' mighty name. We come to thank you for the learning and the teaching of your word today that we have grafted in. And God, we pray that this word will remain and we will remain faithful to the word of God, to your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each individual on the prayer line today, the Bible study line. Thank you, Father God, for life and health and healing and deliverance. We thank you for what you did for us. You woke us up and you started us on our way this day, Father. We thank you so much because you're so good to us, Father. You're better to us than we are to ourselves. So we're so thankful, Lord. We're so grateful. We're thankful to be alive and healthy and healed and delivered from all sickness and disease, God. We bless your holiness, God. And we thank you, God, how you're watching over us and protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger in this world as things are going on, Father. We thank you for keeping us under your wings, God, to protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, we bless Sister G in a very special way. We thank you for her, Father God. We thank you that the wisdom you've given her and the knowledge and truth and, God, great understanding that she's able to come forth and bless us with the word. So, Father, we are very thankful today. And we thank you for everything that you're going to provide for us this day, continually providing for us this day, God. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We end this prayer in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. 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 Love y'all. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you all.
Thank
love
you
all.
Bye.
Bless all of you all in Jesus'
name. Amen,
amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Love everybody.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you, Mr. J.
Thank
you,
Kelly.
Yeah. I'm going to play again on Wednesday.
Yeah, you want to play right now? Go ahead.
Now?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.